Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. It's a very exciting time for football. This Saturday we have two NFL games, Texans Chiefs at 1 o'clock Eastern and then Steelers Ravens at 4:30 Eastern. The college football playoff begins tomorrow night, Friday night, and then three games Saturday. Tonight, Thursday night football, Broncos Chargers, excellent game. Denver clinches a playoff berth with a win. Chargers coming off a loss to the Bucs right there too, currently in wildcard position in the AFC. Then a full slate of games, and then next week on Wednesday, on Christmas Day, we have Chiefs-Steelers and Ravens-Texans at the same time, 1 o'clock and 4:30 Eastern. So likely going to record next week's episode on Thursday, so won't get to those games before then. But these four teams playing on Saturday, then on Christmas, all of them are certainly headed to the playoffs. Very good games. With that, for this week, I'm going to dive into the power rankings. So I'm shuffling a little bit. Do a quick rundown ahead of a great schedule this week. There's a new number one, the Eagles. I have them at number one now. Passing game, there was a lot of talk about it. Heading into last week was on point in the win over the Steelers. They can beat you a variety of ways. And I think the definite favorites in the NFC right now, given that and the injuries the Lions are dealing with. Number two, the Chiefs. AFC feels a bit more wide open, but the Kansas City defense stepped up last week. 5 sacks, 6 takeaways, hitting their stride at the right time. Number three, the Bills. Again, played in the high-scoring game of the season. This time they won, beat the Lions in Detroit. The way Josh Allen's playing, when he's playing like that, that could beat anyone. The defense must step up, though, for a stretch of a few weeks if they're going to go on a run to a Super Bowl. Number four, the Lions. First loss since September last week in falling to the Bills, and then lost to Lee McNeil, Dave Montgomery, and Carlton Davis. Davis likely out several weeks, so maybe a deep playoff return for him. Montgomery trying to get a third opinion on his knee, but sounds like he's done for the year, unfortunately, and he's a tone setter for them, so that's tough. And then Aleem McNeil, one of the most undervalued, underrated players in the league, as a star interior defensive lineman. They've just been hammered by injuries, but if a team's going to overcome it, it's probably Dan Campbell's squad. So don't count them out totally, but they drop in the power rankings after the loss and the injuries. Five, the Vikings, steady at number five. 7 straight wins. Handled the Bears on Monday night. Imposing schedule coming up. 10 the regular season. Seahawks, Packers, Lions. So they'll be battle-tested heading into the playoffs. Number six, Steelers. I think the absence of George Pickens last week at Philadelphia, a bit too much to overcome. He's out again this week for Saturday against the Ravens. TJ Watt should be good with an ankle injury, and they can clinch the AFC North if they can beat Baltimore on the road. And then next up, the Ravens, now 9-5. Lamar Jackson had 5 touchdowns, 4 incompletions in dominating the Giants. Now looking to get past the struggles he and the team have had against the rival Steelers. Number 8, Packers, 10-4. Only losses this year are the Eagles, Vikings, and the Lions twice. So another team that's battle-tested. They seem to be building toward playing well when it matters in a way that helps you win this time of year with the way Josh Jacobs can run. Romeo Dobbs caught 2 touchdowns in his turn last week and the defense clicking at the right time last Sunday night. Number 9, the Bucs, pretty big jump. They were at 13 last week, now to number 9. 4 straight wins, eventually blew out the Chargers, a 27-0 second half. Big thing about them, the defense has gotten healthier and quietly looking dangerous on that side of the ball to go with an explosive offense that has a strong running game this year with Bucky Irving, Rashad White, Sean Tucker. 10, the Broncos. Nick Bonino, another pick six, helped spark a critical home win against the Colts. Might be the defensive player of the year pick right now, 3 games to go. Several worthy candidates. Again, one more win to make the postseason for them, but not an easy schedule facing the Chargers and then the Bengals, who are still in it right now, and the Chiefs in Week 18. Next up, the Texans, just outside the top 10. Derek Stingley Jr. at corner won the games of the year by a defender last week in the win over the Dolphins. Game-sealing interception, great job on Tyreek Hill, and they sound anxious to face the Chiefs and a hobbled Mahomes dealing with a high ankle sprain, but is playing. They want to show they can contend with the top teams in the conference. 12, the Chargers. Wheels fell off a bit in the loss to the Bucs. Quick turnaround, hosting TNF tonight. Keep in mind, they're 8-6. If they drop to 8-7, a positive is they face the Patriots and Raiders. Can't take anything for granted, but definitely winnable games over the final 2 weeks. 13, the Rams held the Niners to 191 total yards, second fewest in the Kyle Shanahan era last Thursday night. That side of the ball, with the way the offense can catch fire, Rams definitely can be a scary team in the NFC. Seahawks, I think, maybe just an off night against the Packers on Sunday night. Geno Smith got banged up eventually. Things weren't going well ahead of that. A big test for them this week against the Vikings, again at home. We'll see if they can bounce back. 15, Commanders barely survived against the Saints. Got a stop on a two-point conversion to seal the win. 9-5, good spot to get another win and likely make the postseason, but Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys, not easy, and Atlanta we'll get to in just a moment. That's moved to Sunday night now in Week 17, flex to Sunday Night Football. Washington hosts the Eagles this week. They were up heading in the fourth quarter in the first matchup. Saquon Barkley eventually broke through. They'll look to play a complete game this Sunday. The Cardinals now at 7-7. Obviously, they desperately needed to beat the Patriots last week. They got it done. I like the way they did get it done. James Conner, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. I think a similar formula this week versus the Panthers. 17, the Falcons. Big story, Kirk Cousins benched. He never would have signed there if he knew they might draft a quarterback, but bottom line, he wasn't playing well, so kind of mixed feelings there. Maybe he might be hurt. He might just be in a big funk as of late. At the same time, Michael Penix Jr., really talented guy, drafted 8th overall. Excited to see him in action starting this week against the Giants and then that Sunday night game against Washington in a couple of weeks. I think can definitely give Atlanta some juice as they look to remain in the NFC South and the NFC wildcard mix. 18, Bengals, 6-8. Very sloppy win over the Titans. 10 combined turnovers, 25 combined penalties. First time in the Super Bowl era that's happened. Joe Burrow on the bench talking to Zach Taylor was not happy for some reason, maybe just the sloppiness of the game. Ultimately, they took care of business, looking to beat the Browns this week, see what happens. And then they face Denver next week in what could be a massive game. 19, the Niners, Devondre Campbell situation, latest bad event in what's been a disappointing year for the Niners. It was awesome to see Dre Greenlaw make his return from the torn Achilles last week. Wasn't really talked about much on the broadcast how he sort of couldn't finish the game in his first game back. The Rams got stuff going when he was out, moved the ball a little easier. Now at 6-8, San Fran and need a lot of help. The offense talked about how the Rams held them down. Pretty disappointing performance, but I expect them to show a lot of pride over the final 3 weeks. Next up, the Dolphins, the Niners' opponent this week, also at 6-8, also still alive, need help. Basically an elimination game in the matchup with the Niners. Late season struggles against teams with winning records. Under Mike McDaniel, a lot might have to do with the roster construction. GM Chris Greer is under fire from Dolphins fans, I know. Anxious to see how they play hosting the Niners this week. 21, Colts, also 6-8, also need help. Winnable schedule coming up on paper. They had a shot to seize control of the game last week. Jonathan Taylor, very uncharacteristic. Fumble at the goal line, dropped the ball early for crossing for a touchdown. Then the pick six thrown by Donnay Mitchell on a trick play. Major momentum shifters in the loss to Denver. And Anthony Richardson started strong in that game, but just couldn't keep it going ultimately. Struggled quite a bit against a tough defense. The Cowboys, Micah Parsons, recorded his 14th career game already with 2+ sacks in the win over the Panthers. They were surprising underdogs. Took care of business. Remember, nearly beat the Bengals a couple of weeks ago. So it could be 4 straight wins, but they're now 3-1 in their last 4. 23, the Saints at 5-9. Valiant effort, comeback effort against the Commanders last week on that. They could have tied the game and then the 2-point conversion attempt. Try to roll out kind of limited options when you do that type of play. One side of the field, didn't get it done, but give them credit for playing hard. Coming back, but a tough trip now. Lambeau Field, Monday night. They're 2-touchdown underdogs, could be snow. 24, the Jets finally back in the win column, first time since Halloween. Davante Adams, 198 yards, 2 touchdowns at Jacksonville, all the second half. And now they face the Rams, so maybe fun potential spoiler down the stretch, despite the season obviously not going the way they would have hoped in New York. 25, the Panthers, 3-11. Dallas wasn't an easy matchup, but a step back there for Carolina. And like the Jets may be a chance to play spoiler, they face Arizona, Tampa Bay, and Atlanta, final three games. So despite being out of the playoff race, chance to have something to say in the playoff picture. 26 Browns after losing the Chiefs last week in a turnover-filled game, making a quarterback switch to Dorian Thompson-Robinson from Jameis Winston. Unfortunately lost Nick Chubb due to a broken foot, but it was nice to see him back on the field, coming back from his knee injury from last year. We'll see if DTR can give the team a jolt with the way he can sort of run around, make plays, has a strong arm in terms of velocity, especially can throw some bullets. We'll see if he can form a connection with Jerry Jeudy, who's gotten hot as of late. 27 Jags went back and forth with the Jets last week. Since the talk of the firings and then nothing happened, they've gone on to play pretty well considering the situation. Mac Jones looks to be having fun. I think he has definite starter ability. I just hope he's not acting a bit too goofy out there, hoping to get another shot as a starter at some point with another franchise. 28, the Bears. Matt Eberflus, he was not going to stay past this season, obviously, before they fired him. But we're seeing, I think, some holds with the roster right now. Since his firing, they've been much less competitive in the two games since then. And GM Ryan Poles, he might need them to be more competitive over the final 3 weeks. 29, Titans, going with a quarterback change as well. Will Levis just couldn't cut down on the costly mistakes, takes a lot of sacks. The offense, when Mason Rudolph's been in there this year, feels much more steady and consistent, and they face their three AFC South opponents the next three games to close out Brian Callahan's first season there. 30, the Patriots. They go to Buffalo before hosting the Chargers and facing the Bills again in Week 18. So a great learning experience coming up for a young team, young offense, Drake May quarterback. 31, Raiders. Give them credit for battling back. Monday night, loss to the Falcons. But now they've lost 10 straight games. Antonio Pierce just wants to get another win. I know a lot of talk about draft positioning. No Max Crosby due to ankle surgery done for the year. But yeah, definitely they want another win before this season is over. And then the Giants right behind the Raiders, 9-game losing streak. And it hasn't looked good. 9 straight losses ties a franchise record. We'll see if they can snap that facing a rookie quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., making his first start. That'll do it for this week's episode. Stacked time of year on the football calendar. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll be back next Thursday.